Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I've got two guests in our Missoula studios from the Mansfield Library and from the Montana Museum of Art and Culture. A wonderful collaboration happening. Opening tomorrow, the First Folio, the book that gave us Shakespeare, will be opening and exhibiting on the University of Montana campus. Barbara Kuster is here, the executive director of the Montana Museum of Art and Culture. Welcome, Barbara.
Thanks, Michael. Always great to be with you.
Also here, Julie Biando-Edwards, who's associate professor in the Mansfield Library. And this is one of those fabulous university collaborations, and we're going to talk about that. But maybe for those that don't know, this is an incredible historic opportunity coming to one stop in Montana, if I understand right, just to Missoula. What is the First Folio, and talk about the significance of this piece?
The First Folio is literally the book that gave us Shakespeare. We are hosting this on tour from the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C., and they are touring a copy of this book, 400 years old, published in 1623, to all 50 states. We are the host site in Montana, and this is the book that gathers together all of Shakespeare's plays, including 18 plays that we might not have known about if it had not been for this book, put together by two of his fellow actors 7 years after he died.
So this is actually a historical record, right, that was put together after his death to capture the story. And it's one of the few ways that some of this was actually ever preserved.
Yes, and it's really exciting, particularly in the case of plays, because plays were sort of popular throwaway entertainment. They weren't preserved in any way. So this book captures plays in a really unique way in this bound volume. Traditionally, they were printed and really just tossed after they were used. So to gather these plays together really speaks to the importance that the actors thought they had and the respect that they had for Shakespeare as an author and as a playwright, to compile these, put them together, and make them available for the public.
And Barbara, this is an opportunity for the museum, which is, of course, housed here at the University of Montana, has a number of exhibit spaces on campus and a large collection, to do something really special once again, a partnership, a collaboration this way, but to create a gallery space and an opportunity for people to see, albeit a bit of a short run from May 9th through the 31st, to see this amazing work.
That's right. Tomorrow night, we'll have our wonderful opening reception. We are truly thrilled to be able to present this book, this folio, to our public. I think it's something for all ages and all people that have any interest in the world that has been so heavily influenced by this writer. I mean, we have movies, we have musical pieces, we have ballets, we have so many other forms of art that stem from his original thought about being human, about humankind, the stories about all of us. And so it's something I think everyone can relate to in some part. So yeah, May 9th, tomorrow, is our opening date, and we'll go through the 31st. So be sure, if you have a chance to come to Missoula or are in Missoula, to come and visit with us. Mm-hmm. Long history to prepare for this, 2 years of planning, and Julie was instrumental, Julie Biando-Edwards, instrumental in making it happen. We undertook rigorous climate control and security to make sure this book, as a paper object, it's very fragile, so it's well taken care of. We hope to be wonderful stewards. And we not only have a university partnership here, but 12 contributors and 9 partners make this whole, and that's throughout the community.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information online, and I'd like to give that out now. We're talking about the First Folio, the book that gave us Shakespeare. It'll be on display at the University of Montana starting tomorrow, May 9th, and running through the 31st. Expanded hours in the gallery, and more details on that coming up. The website is www.lib.umt.edu/folio, the library's website. And you can also follow the links on the Montana Public Radio website or call this number, 243-2019. For those that don't know, the Paxson and Malloy Galleries are located in our building here. People can get to that. It's close to the field house.
Exactly.
So expanded hours, you're normally open every day except Sunday through this exhibit?
This exhibit, every day except Sunday and except Memorial Day. We will be closed for that day. But we've heavily expanded our hours given this opportunity, and we hope as many people as possible can come and view this very special object.
The opening reception will be tomorrow night, Monday, May 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Performing Arts Radio Television Center lobby. It's free and open to the public. There's refreshments being served and music. Maybe I'll go back to you, Julie, and just ask, as someone that lives in the library world, this seems to be something that's incredibly appealing to those who are interested in arts and culture, but boy, the historical significance alone is just huge from the literary perspective.
Yeah, it's really exciting to me. I mean, it speaks to the librarian in me and to the former literature student in me. I love bringing people together around books and art and words and literature. And so this is a really wonderful opportunity to do that. The book itself is so interesting. I know that some people may think, well, it's a book and it's 400 years old and that's interesting. But the thing that's so interesting to me about it is that it connects us to all of the people over these past 400 years who have experienced Shakespeare in one form or another. None of us would have had any experience of Shakespeare without this object. And there's really something extraordinary about that. These books were rare. They're all unique. Every single one is different. So there are 82 of them at the Folger Library, and every single one was different because of the nature of printing at the time. So it's fascinating to me as a librarian because it connects us not only to Shakespeare, but to the five people who put these books together, the compositors, everyday lay people who were printers who made these books that have been passed down to us. There's something really special about connecting to other people through these objects that I think speaks to everyone who's going to come and see this.
Mm-hmm. And the language within this book is still with us. I think that's a good thing to remember. Michael, if you use the words wild goose chase or milk of human kindness or that love is blind or that someone has eaten you out of house and home, those are all Shakespearean phrases.
There's so many in our culture now, still used today. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Well, Barbara, you mentioned the incredible amount of partnerships between organizations literally making this possible, but there's also a number of community-wide events scheduled in conjunction with this exhibit. Montana Public Radio is involved. We're going to have special music on Morning Classics on Fridays for most of the month. We've also got some Sunday specials, including at least one from the Folger Library.
Including a wonderful performance by Dolce Canto at the opening reception, and they'll be expressing some Elizabethan-era tunes for us, so that's rather fitting, and we're grateful for that.
We have programs for adults, children, families, all throughout the community, and I'm really delighted with our partnerships. It's really allowed us to reach more people and to reach people in different ways. So Spectrum, the science museum, is doing a display on Shakespeare's sky, which takes Shakespeare sort of out of the literary realm and into the scientific realm, which is fantastic. We have students from all over the state coming on May 20th to perform pieces of Shakespeare in the Mansfield Library, have a chance for young people to take the words from the book and perform them to a live audience. So we're really excited about everything that's going on for people of all ages all across the state.
We'll have at least 1,000 young people coming through the first week of the folio being open. And we hope this is an experience they remember their lives through. I mean, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, again, things begin tomorrow. The exhibit runs from May 9th through the 31st, open every day except Sundays and Memorial Day with expanded hours at the Paxson and Malloy Galleries, which are located in the Performing Arts Radio Television Center on the UM campus in Missoula. For more information, it's 243-2019, or go to this website, www.lib.umt.edu/folio. I've been speaking today with Barbara Kustra, who is the executive director of the Montana Museum of Art and Culture, and Julie Biando-Edwards, who's associate professor in the Mansfield Library, partners in bringing the folio to Montana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.